Blog Talk Radio.
God, we stand tonight amazed at your power, amazed at your strength, amazed at your glory. So tonight we offer this song to you just to let you know how we really feel about you. Come on, Ashley, help me sing this song tonight.
Unto me
for every valley.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We truly thank God for his amazing love, his amazing grace, his amazing mercy. We thank him and praise him tonight for being an awesome wonder. Hallelujah, God. Our souls bless his name. Our souls magnify his awesomeness in the name of Jesus. Truly, there is none like our God. This is Reverend Stevens. I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Truly, we thank the Lord for this day that he has made. Truly, is an amazing day. And we thank God that we can rejoice and be glad in this day in the name of Jesus. Well, we are actually doing 31 days of studying this book called Blessed and Unstoppable. And it's by Billy Al Showbrook. We thank God that we are on day 3. And the scripture that we will be coming from on tonight is 2 Corinthians 10:5. And that word says, from the word of God, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it to Christ. We welcome everyone that's on the line tonight. We're going to go into our prayer. Glory to the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you tonight. We worship you. We magnify your awesomeness. Truly, there is none like you. God, we thank you for this day that you have made. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness, oh God. And we thank you for, oh God, how you have kept us throughout this day. You have kept our minds. You have kept our hearts, our souls. You have kept our minds stayed on you, God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, and magnify you, God, for taking our minds up to higher heights and deeper depths in you. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, because we know that you have already impacted us with your glory and your power. We are not powerless, but we are powerful. And Lord, we thank you that we move in that power. We, oh God, got a mind, oh God, to, oh God, be creative, oh God, and walk in creativity, oh God. We thank you tonight that the gates of hell shall not prevail. We cover our thoughts with your blood, our minds with your blood, oh God. We thank you that we are blessed beyond measure, oh God. We thank you tonight because we know that all things are working together for the good because we love you. And we are called according to your purpose, your divine will. Oh God, you are God that you don't lie. The work that you have started in us, we know that you will complete it. What can stop the hand of God? Nobody. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for every caller, every supporter, everyone, oh God, that listens to these messages over and over again, oh God, your word in their ear, oh God. And you said faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. And so we thank you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the hearers and the doers and the manifestors of your glory and your word, God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Because, Lord, we know that your word is powerful, it's active, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, it's alive. And, Lord, we thank you for your word being alive in us tonight, oh, God, in every step and moment of our life. Fill the atmosphere with your glory. Oh, God, fill every home with your glory. I decree and declare tonight, everyone tonight that's listening in by the way of the internet, oh, God, that's live on the phone lines tonight, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, whatever country that they tap in from, I decree healing to their minds, hearts, and souls. Oh, God, in the mix of the atmosphere, rain down your glory and your power. I decree their bodies healed, lined up to your divine and perfect perfection. I thank you, Lord, and magnify you that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, oh, God. And, Lord, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is moving tonight. It's moving. Oh, God, organs are lining up, and sickness is coming out the body and coming out the mind. And, oh, God, you're changing minds and hearts because of your word, oh, God. People are being transformed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you tonight. We thank you and magnify you because you said act and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and a door should be open. We thank you tonight because we are not only asking, seeking, and knocking, but we are believing that you are God and you will do just what you said you would do, God. Show yourself strong and mighty. Oh, God, tonight someone might be going through, oh, God, a situation, oh, God, but we call them out and we call them delivered. We call them whole. We call, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, every aspect of their life into the divine order of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, God, that we can expect, oh God, to see your wonders, oh God, to see miracles, to see signs, oh God, and to see, oh God, miraculous breakthrough, oh God, is in your presence, oh God, and we thank you that your word is our presence, oh God, we thank you, Lord. Somebody might be feeling down tonight and feeling excited tonight and don't know which way to turn, but Lord, we thank you that you would draw them by your spirit, oh God, into your presence, into wholeness, into oneness, into, oh God, their deliverance, into their breakthrough, oh God, tonight, take the shackles off their minds and hearts. Tonight, my God, in the name of Jesus, God, step into the mix of their situation, step into their hearts and step into their minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, and reign, King Jesus. Oh God, we thank you tonight. Oh God, we pray for every business tonight. We pray for every ministry tonight. We pray for every pastor tonight. We pray, oh God, that you would move by your power and your spirit, oh God. Oh God, awakening every gift inside of them. Oh God, we pray for the backslider. We could decree and declare them to come home in the name of Jesus into your mouth's life, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, oh God, for every lost soul. Oh God, to say, well, you would give them ears to hear, a mind, oh God, to hear the call, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bind distractions, stumbling blocks, hindering spirits, oh God, everything that we're trying to block and God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the powers of darkness are expelled right now, in the name of Jesus. Ha, we thank you. Yes, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus, God, because you have gotten us and given us the victory. And so even as we go into your word on tonight, we expecting you to show yourself strong and mighty. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, God, we thank you in the name of Jesus for what you have and what you are doing right now. The angels are moving right now. The answer is, oh, God, we got the victory. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. The answer, oh, God, is that we are healed with your stripes. The answer is that we are walking in deliverance. We are walking in breakthrough already. We are absolutely blessed. Yes, Lord, because we have the blessing inside of us. And so, Lord, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for the spirit of joy, the spirit of praise. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We can rejoice in you always again. Rejoice in the Lord. We thank you, Lord. This is the will of the Lord concerning us. We thank you right now. Somebody's rejoicing. Somebody is healed. Somebody got their breakthrough. Somebody, my God, their body is lining up. Their mind is lining up. The atmosphere is lining up. My God, you are having your way tonight. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because they have decided to believe you. They have decided, oh God, to walk by faith and not by sight. They have decided, God, in the name of Jesus, to make you their Lord and Savior. My God, we thank you tonight and magnify you that what you on our side, we can't lose. Win. Hallelujah, God, causing us to win, causing us to triumph. My God, we thank you, Lord. Our Lord, I also pray against every accusation of the enemy, every thought of the enemy, every word of the enemy. Oh, God, I decree it to be uprooted right now in the name of Jesus. God, uprooted every thought, every memory, every trauma. God, I decree and declare it to be silenced and out of the mind in the name of Jesus, God, and that your people will hear your voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. We thank God, every strange voice, we say goodbye. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Go into dry places, every critic, every hater, everyone that will come and speak against your children, oh God, everyone that will try to come and discourage, oh God, your children. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Thank you, Lord. In the name of wholeness to the mind, wholeness to the soul, wholeness, oh God, to the heart, wholeness in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you tonight, and we bless your name for what it is that you have and what it is that you are doing. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, we welcome you here to Jesus on the Scene's Prayer and Outreach Deliverance Ministry, where we believe that Jesus' word is final. Amen. His word is final. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank God. Let God be truth and every man a lie. We thank God on tonight. We welcome everyone on the lines tonight. You are welcome in the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. We are on day 3. I want to thank God for all of those that have took time out today to sit and give an offering to this ministry. May God bless you richly, exceedingly, abundantly, far above, more than you can ask or think in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Glory to God. We thank God that today we are on day 3, and we give God glory and honor. The title of this is Adopting a Mindset of the Unstoppable. Glory to God. And we are coming from 2 Corinthians 10:5. It says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Having big dreams and goals and ambitions is awesome. Shooting for the stars is a step towards greatness. However, it is one thing to aim high. It's another thing to be able to do it. What separates champions from the rest is that they are mentally wired differently. They have a belief system that sees failure and setbacks as just part of the process towards achieving goals. Winners absolutely, they despise every experience, but this doesn't mean that they are bad sports when life doesn't go as planned. True champions are always gracious and respect and defeat because they frame it proper. They know how to anchor the emotions of a loss and convert it into motivation. Amen. So they know how to take the different things that they go through in life, and they know how to take it and motivate it, let it be a motivation into, glory to God, efforts to keep on going, to keep on moving, to keep on persevering in the name of Jesus. Becoming even more hungry and determined to succeed. On the day the will to train is not there, they tap back into the pain of defeat and feed off of it. And so they don't let the situations of life discourage them, trials and different things that we will go through in life, but they allow it to motivate them, champions. Allow situations in life to motivate them to be all that God has called them to be. They just keep getting up, keep on ticking on and moving on because they understand that they was not born to lose, but they was born to win. And even though we have setbacks in our life and different things that we go through in our life, we know how to take that and let it be a building block, and we build and we keep on going and we keep on persevering. We keep on fighting a good fight of faith because we understand that what God has started, he shall complete in the name of Jesus. And trouble don't last always. Champions understand what gives them the advantage is the mindset. When we learn how to build our mindset, we learn how, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, to be steadfast and immovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord and the will of the Lord, then we don't allow different negative things to come into our minds. We don't allow, glory to God, the defeat of the enemy or what it is that the enemy is saying, because we understand how to cast down those vain imaginations, those high things that will try to assert itself against the knowledge of God. We don't let, glory to God, with the outside system or world system say defeat us in our minds. But we take the word of God and we fight against those accusations. We fight against all of those different words that have and will be spoke against us as children of God. And we fight against it with the word of God. We go into the word of God. We find out what it is that God has said in his word, and we do warfare. Amen. Warfare, speaking what does say the Lord, decreeing and declaring what does say the Lord, believing what does say the Lord, not shrinking back. And so champions understand what gives them the advantage is the mindset. To stay disciplined and condition their minds to do the impossible. For you to turn your dreams into reality, you're going to have to master the psychological of winning day in, day out. Day in and day out, you must conquer the mind, the battlefield of the mind. Refuse to entertain self limits, beliefs in any way, shape, or form. Carry yourself definitely prepares differently, and most of all, sees failures differently. So when we prepare ourselves with the word of God, we will see things differently. And there are so many, glory to God, just sometimes people go through things in life, and we have been there where we went through things and we just looked at it negatively, and it got more and more negative and got more and more negative. But when we get God's word and we begin to believe God's word and take God at his word, we understand that God's word is what brings forth the manifestation. We trust him. He understanding that he is not going to take us into anything or walk us into anything and not get us out. He's more than able to perfect his promises. Attitude is so important in any walk of life. Our attitude has to be the attitude of what God has said in his word. We have to have an attitude of a winner, an attitude of faith, an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of thankfulness in the name of Jesus. And when we walk with that attitude, we can see God move in miraculous ways. But if we could murmur and complain, then we would stay in that situation and go through that situation over and over and over again. And so the attitude of gratitude is so important in a mindset of a champion. The attitude of thanksgiving, the attitude of praise, the attitude of understanding that if God is on my side, I don't have to fret or fear. The attitude of being thankful that we are alive, thankful that we got the activities of our limbs, thankful, glory to God, that we're not laid up in a hospital bed and someone has to sit and take care of us. And even if we was in a situation where that had to happen, at least someone is taking care of us. A champion's always finding something to say, Lord, I thank you, because I understand it could be worse. But I thank you that you have kept me and you have sustained me and you are keeping my mind, you are keeping my heart, you are keeping me in the mix of this situation. And so we have to take on the mindset of the champion. And Jesus is the champion inside of us. And he wants us to take on that mindset of a winner, of a champion, of one that we know that God takes all things and he works it together for the good because we love him and we are called according to his purpose in Jesus' name. And so we thank the Lord. Hallelujah, God. We're going to move on in this book. Thank you, Jesus. To become unstoppable, we must constantly have the inner sidetrack of victory. And we thank God that we get this soundtrack, a victory from God. We get our sound, the sound of the kingdom, the word of God. We get it from the word of God. And we listen to this. We play glory to God, it over and over again in our minds. We meditate on it day and night according to Psalms 1. We meditate on God's word day and night. We got to keep feeding ourselves, glory to God, life. Amen. When we know there's so much death out there, so many different things that's coming against the mindset, so many different things that want to pollute our minds, so much negativity. And so we have to have this soundtrack on playing over and over again in our minds, meditating on God's word day and night, keeping ourselves surrounded around life. So much dead words out there. You go on your job, is dead words. You go to school, is dead words. You go outside, is dead words. You turn the TV on, is dead words. All of this different negativity. We have to learn how to place ourselves around positive, positive people, positive conversations. Positive, glory to God, talking. Let that rain in our ear, rain in our spirit, so God can clean us from negative thoughts and negative ways, casting down those vain imaginations and those high things that would extort itself against the knowledge and the power of God. We don't want to hear those voices. We want to hear the voice of the champion and what it is that God said, glory to God, that he will do our benefits and his will for our life, not with, the enemy is riding my back. We thank God he gave us power to destroy the works of darkness, and that power is his word. And so we have to have a winner mindset. And when we have a winning mindset, it's because we are in the word of God, and we are standing on the promises of God. Give me 1 minute. Okay, thank you, Jesus. My battery was going dead. And so we have to stay in that mindset of a winner. We have to stay in that mindset of a champion and who it is that God has called us to be. And, even the Bible says in Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the Lord of Lords, and in his Lord do he meditate day and night. And because this man does these things, he don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, stand in the way of sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful. Like, this man knows his direction in life. We have to know our direction in life, and our direction is to focus on what God has said. We don't go to 5 and 6 different ways. We go one way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if we want to have life and we want to be built up in our most holiest faith and we want to hear the words of faith, then we're going to have to hear from the mouth of God. We're not going to the left nor the right, but we are being steadfast and immovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, understanding that when we abide in him and he's in us, we can have the atmosphere of the kingdom everywhere we go. We don't have to say, well, I need to go over here to this church and get, some Jesus. No, we understand that we have Jesus inside of us. He lives in us. Amen. He made his home inside of us. And as we feed him and as we dress the temples inside of us with the word of God, you know, Jesus, he manifests himself. He manifests himself in each situation, each circumstance. And so we have to meditate on his word day and night. We have to meditate. And as we meditate on his word day and night, we can see and we can hear the instructions on which way that he wants to take us, which way he wants us to go. As Psalm 3 says, it says in the word of God, thank you, Jesus, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge him and he directs our path when we give him that acknowledgement. And then we can cast down those vain imaginations. Why? Because we are following the instructions of God, but we are meditating on his word so he can give us instructions. We can't get instructions without meditating, without being in the word of God, without seeking the face of God, without trusting in God, without depending on God, without relying on God. And when we get these instructions, we understand that we have already won the battle because God has caused us to triumph. He causes us to win in every aspect of our life. He causes us to win. And this is how we can look at different situations and still praise God. Just like with Paul and Silas, when they was in the prison, they was able to sing praises to God. They was able to worship God because they had an understanding that God is on their side and that no one can do anything to them when God is on their side. No matter if it looks like it's a hard situation, it's not one that God can't get us out of. It's not one that God can't turn around. It's not one that God can't manifest his glory. We understand who we are serving, the creator of the whole universe. And so we can rest, you know, in knowing that we already have the victory. You can rest in knowing that, glory to God, that God has our back and we can trust in him. And we can depend on him and rely on him in the name of Jesus. And when he sees that we have faith in him, God moves in some miraculous and extraordinary ways. He moves in ways, glory to God, that we never thought that he would move before. Because why? He sees that our heart is trusting in him. And we're not leaning to our own understanding. We know that there is power in the word of God. We know that we can depend on the word of God. And when we speak the word of God, we will see great things that we have never seen. Great things, why? Because we know that God's word, it carries immeasurable sufficiency. We understand that when we speak God's word, Jesus heals, he cast out demons with a word. His rulers had risen and fallen by the word. Rulers have risen up and they have fallen by the word of God. Christians have worshiped through the word of songs and confessions and preaching. And even our technology age and politics and business and relationships is centered on words. We understand that words are powerful. And when we're speaking God's word, glory to the Lamb of God, we can see great and extraordinary things when we're speaking his word and standing on his word. We understand that this is a living word. God's word is living, is sharper than any two-edged sword. His word is powerful. His word is extraordinary. And this is why he tells us day by day to be in his word, to be in his mind, to seek his face in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we won't believe the lies of the enemy or the trickeries of the enemy that would tell us that we're nobody, that we ain't going to ever come out and ain't going to ever change. That's a lie from the devil. The enemy is always trying to get in our minds, to pollute our minds, so we can pollute our souls and have us thinking all different type of wicked things that's not, and that is contrary to the will of God and not from God. But he'll try to make us think some things that's not in the will of God. We know that God said in his word in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive. He's alive and it's active and it's sharper than any double-edged sword, and it penetrates even to the divine soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and intents of the heart. God's word is alive. It's active. It moves in the mix of any situation. And it's sharpened in any two-edged sword. It penetrates. It divides soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and intents of the heart. God examines our hearts and our minds. And he'll tell us the different things that in our hearts and our minds is not right. And it's up to us to say, here you go, Daddy. I don't want to carry this baggage. I don't want to carry this weight. I don't want to carry these dead things. Here go my heart. Father, take full control. Reign in me. Show me which way to go. Show me what it is that you want me to do. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I want a mind of a champion, a winner. And God will give us his word, and he'll give us his mind, and he'll tell us what to say. He'll tell us what to pray. According to the Holy Spirit, we're not praying in our own way. We're not praying in a mix, but we're praying by faith. Glory to God. Psalms 119:05 says, your word is a lamp
is a lamp for my feet and a light unto my pathway. We need to have the light of God's word. We need to let God's word be a lamp unto our feet while he's leading us, and we're not leading ourselves. This is a mindset of a winner, a champion, is one that don't lead themselves. Understand that they need to have their creator leading them and guiding them and giving them the wisdom and knowledge and revelation that comes only from on high, that we may be able to be more than conquerors in this earth that we are living in Jesus' name. He shows us how to win, but we have to allow him to show us. We have to allow him to show us and teach us how to be victorious. And so our teacher is the Holy Spirit, who teaches and leads us and guides us in all truth, but we have to be in the word to hear what it is that the Spirit is speaking. In Philippians 2:14-16, do everything without grumbling or complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God without fault in a rat and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of God. So when we hold firmly to the word of God, we're not going to find complaints, but we're going to find praises. We're going to worship God. We're going to bless his name. We're going to magnify him. We're going to give him glory and honor that's due unto his name, because we understand the language of the kingdom. And God don't want people that's going to complain and mumber and just be, you know, just be all sad and depressed and we're serving God. No, he says, if you know about me, you're going to praise me, because you're going to understand that no matter what walk of life that you're in and no matter what you're going through, you're going to understand that I got your back. I got you. I'm not going to let you crumble. I'm not going to let you lose. I'm not going to let you not win, because I'm winning for you. I'm working behind the scenes. You can't see everything that I'm doing, but I'm working behind the scenes, and I'm working things together for the good, because you love me and you're called according to my purpose. Amen. God's word is powerful. This is what it's all about. Want to win, want to be a champion, want to be successful. It's all about God's word. It's all about being in the word of God. It's all about meditating in the word of God. It's all about staying in the word of God. God says in Proverbs 2:16, for the Lord gives wisdom, from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. We want to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding about each and every situation that we find ourselves in life. And we want to have the wisdom on how to conquer, how to be more than a conqueror, how to be victorious, how, in the name of Jesus, to think, how to look, how to see, how to hear, how to walk. We want the wisdom from on high. And there is no wisdom that's greater than the wisdom of what God can give us as children of God, in Jesus' name. Amen. My pastor is on. Hey, pastor, God bless you.
God bless. How you feel?
I feel fine. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, pastor. Thank you, Lord God. We're talking about tonight adopting the mindset of the unstoppable, and we came from 2 Corinthians 10:5.
2 Corinthians?
Yes, 2 Corinthians 10:5.
10:5,
and we were talking about having a mindset of Christ to be victorious in the things of God, and to be able to think on the mindset of God and understand that God's word is powerful than any situation we can ever find ourselves in, anything we can ever find ourselves going through. We know how to have a victorious mindset in learning how to praise God in the midst of the battle, how to worship him, how to speak his word, how to stand on his word, and how not to lean to our own understanding, but to allow the word of God to be our roadmap for success in him, in Jesus' name. And so we thank God. We also are reading from Matthew 24:35. The Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. And so we know that everything will pass away but the word of God. And so we have to stand on the word of God in every aspect of our life, understanding that everything will pass away, but God's word will stand against storms, stand against circumstances, situations, stand against doctor reports, stand against sickness, stand against oppression. God's word will stand. His word never changes, amen. It will never fail us. It will never disappoint us. It will never, glory to God, tell us. We just have to stand on his word and his promises. And this is why he tells us, glory to God, according to 2 Timothy 2:15, he tells us to study to show ourselves approved before God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And so he tells us what to do to be victorious in him. The more we study in God's word, the more our faith is built, the more we can see clear the vision of God. We are more able to focus on the will of God and what the will of God is for our life. And that will is for us to have eternal life and to be able to walk according to his kingdom and according to his way. In Jesus' name, amen. To have a mind that even in the midst of the battle, we still know how to give him praises because we understand that he's the God over the battle. He's the God over the storm. Psalms 119:114 says, "You are my refuge and my shield. I put my hope in your word." And so our hope is in the word of God. We rest in the word of God. We rest and we have hope and we have trust that the word of God will see us through in Jesus' name. John 15:7 says, "If you remain in me and my word remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you." And so the way that we can see our prayers answered and see the manifestation of prayers is that we have to first know the will of God, know what it is that God has said from his word, and then as we know the will of God, we can ask according to the will of God, and God said it will be done unto us. But anything that's outside of that will, you know, God is not going to do it. He's going to do everything that's lined up to his divine and perfect will. And so it's important to be in his word. In the name of Jesus, Isaiah 55:11 says, "So is my word that goes out of my from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." And so when we speak the word of God and we speak according to the will of God, God says when the word goes out of our mouth, out of his mouth, which is his word, in our mouth, out of our mouth, it will not return to him empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which it was sent. When we pray for loved ones, family members, when we pray for ourselves, when we pray for the nations, we pray for our leaders, we pray and just in general, God says he watch over his word. And it's lined up to his divine and perfect will. He says that it comes in into agreement with his will, and we are in covenant with him. He will answer those prayers. So we will see the manifestation of those as long as it's lined up to the will and the perfect will of God in Jesus' name. Proverbs 30:5 says, "Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him." When it says flawless, God is saying his word is perfect. Amen. His word is no mistakes in his word. Amen. His word is absolutely perfect. And when we take his word and we believe his word, it's a refuge for us. It's our protection. It keeps us. It guides us. It leads us. It directs us into all truth. And we know that we was all in situations that we needed God to direct us. We was all on our way to a burning hell. And so the word of God came into our life and direct us in his path and in his divine will and in his divine order. He gave us a mind. He led us by his spirit, by his loving kindness, by his tender mercies. He led us into wholeness, into healing, into deliverance, into peace, into joy, into rest, into mercy, into grace. He led us. And he led us by his spirit and by his power in Jesus' name. And we followed his leading. And because we follow God's leading, he directs us into a straight path for his namesake. Romans 10:11 says, "As scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame." When we believe in God, we will not be put to shame when we trust in him and when we take him at his word. This is the mindset of a champion. A mindset of the unstoppable. The person that's rooted and grounded in the word of God can't be stopped because we got him on the inside, and he's pushing us, and he's directing us, and he's leading us, and he's encouraging us, and he's strengthening us, and we're hearing his voice in Jesus' name. And so this is the mind of the unstoppable. The unstoppable is those that depend and rely on God's word to lead them. Even in the midst of our darkest moments, we begin to pray to God or cry out to God. He gave us strength. His strength became our strength in the midst of our weakness when we didn't understand which way to go or which direction to go in. God showed us so strong and mighty in every aspect of our life. And so this is why we can depend and rely on him to show himself faithful in every aspect of our life, because he's not a man that he should lie. He's faithful. and we can trust him and we can depend on him and rely on him. And so tonight, as we get ready to close out, I want you to meditate on, glory to God, your powerful affirmation is to, this is your powerful affirmation. Thank you, Jesus, today. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, let's see. Okay, your action step for tonight, instead of your action step for tonight, thank you, Lord God, is to fulfill God, to fulfill God's destiny for your life, you must reprogram your mind. Each day from here forward, make it a point of contact and a point to watch positive motivation videos and listen to, glory to God, to self-help audio programs and read inspiration material that will help you stay focused on success. Amen. The object here is to pour so much positivity into your mind that there is no room for anything else. And so meditate on God's word. Find some some positive, you know, preaching, teaching, things that's uplifting, things that's going to motivate you, things that's going to encourage you. If it's going to the park, sitting near the water, glory to God, looking at some beautiful pictures, hearing motivational and letting water play in the background, anything that's going to uplift your spirit and your mind, your heart and your soul, and refrain yourself from negativity. Keep yourself in a healthy environment and a healthy atmosphere so you can be able to grow in the things of God. Because we know if we take a plant and we just leave a plant just sitting there and if we don't water it, it's going to die. We know that if we don't feed a baby food or give it water or something to drink, it's going to die. Our minds have to be fed the right food, and that is the word of God. And without us feeding our minds the right food, is an idle mind, and anything can clutter it up, anything can cause it to be toxic and affected. And this is why God says to let that mind be in us that was also in Christ Jesus. And if we want to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, we're going to have to be in the word of God so our minds can be transformed. Inspirations for victory, the Lord, who is mighty in all things, dare you to trust him with your dreams. And so whatever dreams and inspirations that you have, trust God with your inspiration. Trust him with everything that pertains to life and godliness. And remember to feed your mind the word of God. Well, my pastor's on tonight. And before I close out, I want to ask my pastor if he has anything to say.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Pastor.
Okay. Well, we're in the process of travel because that's what I'm doing, traveling back and forth. But I just want to be here because I wanted to just hear you speak. And
yes.
I'll probably be again, I'll see you again probably Monday, if that's possible.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Because I know I'll be traveling up until Monday.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. This is my pastor.
You because you came from St. Corinthians, am I correct, 5:10?
Yes, I did.
Okay, very good.
This is my pastor, Pastor James L. Lanier from New Jerusalem Church in the Bronx, New York, 1447 Tarika Avenue. And we truly, truly divinely thank God for my pastor. At this time, we want to ask if there's anyone on the line that have any prayer needs. We want to pray for you. We welcome everyone that's on the line. Those that's tuned in from the way of the internet, we thank you as well for coming and joining. And we also thank everyone for blessing this ministry financially. We thank you so much for your sowing, I don't like to say sowing, but I say offering. Thank you so much. We received it on today. And so God bless you guys richly for just being a blessing to this ministry. In Jesus' name. The lines are open. Thank you, Lord God. If you have a prayer need, you can let us know. Well, we welcome 773 area code. We welcome you on the line tonight, 980. All the rest of the callers, we welcome you on the line tonight. We know that some people is at work, but we see everything that's lit up. We see all the numbers that's there. So we welcome you on the line tonight. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Is that Pastor Jonas.
Yes, woman of God.
God bless you richly. My pastor's on the line. Pastor, you, this is okay, Jonah, that you spoke to.
Yes.
I celebrate.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. God bless you richly in Jesus' name.
Amen.
773, that's on the line, area code 773. God bless you.
Hi, Reverend Stevens. This is Sandra again.
How are you?
I'm good, and you? I have a prayer request, don't mind. Over the last, say, maybe 5-6 months, I've been so oppressed, as you say, worried, stressed out from my job and just different things, that I just started gaining weight and, like, my hair started falling out. So I would just like you to pray over me for just divine health.
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, so we're going to pray, Sandra, and I don't know if it was you, but someone had sold a seed on today. I just want to tell them thank you. I saw it. An offering. I saw it in my email. I don't know who it was, but, you know, God bless whoever did that in Jesus' name. Okay, so you said in the last couple of months you have been experiencing depression, and is this coming from your job?
Not depression,
you know?
Stress. Not depression, like stress.
I mean, well, stress.
Stress. Right, a lot of stress from my job, and it's a lot of it is from my job, but a lot of it is because I'm just, like, so ready to move from my apartment to, you know, to my home. But the most part of it is from my job. It's cause I work in a juvenile prison, and it's so stressful. And it's just so much going on that, you know, it's got I have a lot of stress on me from it.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to pray in the name of Jesus, and we're going to trust the Lord to uplift those different things that's bringing you stress, even from your job, because we know that you're dealing with spirits here and negative things that's going on, and that can stress you out. But one thing I'm going to encourage you to do is that, as I said on tonight, is that you want to be able to wake up, you know, before you go out. You want to be, you know, you want to spend that 15 minutes with God, the 15 minutes time that we talked about on yesterday. And then you want to put on some inspirational stuff. You want to flood your mind with positive things, amen, with things from the Word of God. And we know that God's Word is good, is awesome. It feeds our soul. It gives us faith for what we have to walk in and what we have to face throughout the day, amen. And so that's
amen.
Important to take that time to be able to spend in the presence of the Lord, to allow God to dress you before you go outside. Because when we go on outside, we have to deal with all different type of spirits, whether it's outside, whether it's at work. We have to deal with those different things. And when we are dressed in the armor of God, we know how to face every battle. We know how to face every situation. But we have to understand that it's so important to clothe ourselves, amen? Like we clothe
amen.
Ourselves naturally, it's important to clothe ourselves spiritually before we walk out the door. And we have to have that state of mind, as, you know, when you're walking in it, you're not walking in your job by yourself, but you're walking in your job with God. You're walking in with the Holy Spirit. You're walking in with power. You're walking in with authority. You're not walking in here by yourself. You're never alone, because God promised to never leave you nor forsake you. He's with you always. And sometimes we forget. It's not that we want to, but sometimes we go into these situations, we are forgetting that we have the presence of God with us. Amen. And how we are reminded of that is we in the Word of God. We have to be in it day and night, meditating in it day and night. And it gives you boldness, because what you understand and you're aware of is that I'm not in here by myself. I'm not facing these battles by myself. I have a God that wants to move on my behalf, but I have to acknowledge his movement. I have to acknowledge that he is all-powerful over any situation, any circumstance. I have to acknowledge that whatever I stand in need of, that he's going to supply it. He's gonna make sure I have everything that I need. You understand what I'm saying? So it's important to give him that acknowledgement. You know, when we see someone, like if I'm walking down the block and I see you, you're going to say hi to me because you know I'm near. You're going to say hi. You're going to acknowledge that I'm there. And so God wants to be acknowledged in every aspect of our life. He wants us to say, Lord, I know you're here. I'm acknowledging your power. I'm acknowledging that you are more than able. I'm acknowledging that you got this battle. I'm acknowledging that you're greater than the storm. He wants to be acknowledged. And sometimes as humans, we forget that he's there. It's not that we want to. I mean, I have done it before. But, you know, when we practice the mindset of God, we understand that he wants to be acknowledged. He wants us to know that you don't have to be stressed out. You don't have to let these things burden you down because I'm here. And he sees every moment and every situation in your life. And guess what? Sometimes we stress ourselves out about things that God has already worked out. I have done that before where you're worrying about a situation, you're stressing about a situation, and guess what? God comes through. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to pray about the situation. I'm going to pray that God will bring your body back in proper alignment where, you know, your weight is where God wants it to be at. That God will, you know, just cause your hair to be fuller and grow back. I'm just going to pray the way that God leads me to pray for you tonight, and that God will lift up the stress and give you peace, because his word says in Philippians 4 to be excited for nothing, you know, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving to let our request be made known unto God. And that's what you're doing tonight. Amen. You're letting your request be made known unto God. And then there might be other things that we don't even have to sit there and say on this radio station, because it's not everyone's business, that you're going through, that you have on your mind. But God is lifting up those weights. He's lifting up those different things that's trying to oppress you and keep you from where it is that God is taking you at. Another thing I want you to do is I want you to begin to ask God, what is it that he wants you to do? Okay? I want you to ask God, what is it that you want me to do for you, Lord? You understand? Show me what you created me to do, God. There's nothing wrong with telling God, you know, I'm on this job, and, Lord, there's so many things that's going on, and I want to know what it is that you created me to do. I want you to show me your will for my life, because that's important to God. Show me which direction you want me to walk in, God. I'm not happy in where I'm at. I thank you for my job, but I need you to show me the direction that you're sending me in and what it is that you have me to do while I'm here for the time that you have me on this job. I want you to show me, God, what you created me to do. So that's something that I want you to do in your spare time. I want you to tell God every situation that's on your heart, releasing it to him, and don't feel bad by telling, because he's our Father, and he wants us to come to him in honesty. Amen. He's not going to sit there and say, oh, my God, you're coming to me like this. No, he's going to say, thank you. Finally, you gave me all of these cares and concerns and the different things that's stress in your heart. You gave it to me. And now I can move the way that I want to move, because you're not holding it anymore. You're not trying to carry it no more. You're not trying to carry all of those different things that's in your heart that he wants you to say, here, God, these are all the things that's in my heart. Now I want you to fill me with your peace, and I want you to fill me with your joy, and I want you to fill me with your love and your grace and your mercy, that I may be able to walk out and do what it is that you called me to do. So that's going to be your assignment as I pray for you. I want you to do this every day. And you know my email address is prophets_stevens@yahoo.com. It's on my Facebook page, and it's also on my my profile on Periscope, that you can inbox me, and we can definitely do some private prayers together. Amen?
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Okay, so Father, Lord, I thank you for this woman of God. I give you glory and honor and admiration. You are so gracious. You are so awesome. You are so wonderful. You are so strong and so mighty, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Lord, I just thank you for her life being in your hands. I thank you for, oh, God, the plans that you have for her is good and not of evil, but to give her and expect it in, oh, God. I thank you that she can expect you to do great and mighty things, oh, God, that she know not, because you are God and she's calling upon you and she's not leaning to her own understanding, but she's acknowledging that she needs you to come in, oh, God. And, Lord, I thank you that you are lifting up the stress and you're lifting up, oh, God, everything that would plague her heart and her mind. And, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you're breathing into her freshness and newness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bind the powers of darkness and principalities and powers and the spirit of oppression, oh God, that would oppress her mind and cause her to be stressed and cause her to worry. And Lord, we decree and declare, oh God, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against her mind, her heart, and her soul. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you and magnify you for total victory. Studies your word, as she sees your face, as she acknowledges your presence, as she, oh God, in the name of Jesus, call upon you, God. I thank you that you are lifting up every burden, oh God, and every concern, oh God, and everything that she stands in need of, as she seeks ye first your kingdom and all of your righteousness, Lord God. Everything else is being added unto her. Oh God, I call her victorious. victorious, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I call her blessed, oh God. I call her body to work in a proper alignment that you have made it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, that our body is coming into alignment. It's working in the perfection that you have made it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. You are causing our hair, oh God, to grow back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, God, for a fresh wind. I thank you for giving her dreams and visions, oh God, and speaking to her, oh God, and directing her and instructing her and guiding her and leading her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we cast down every vain imagination, every high thing, oh God, that would try to exhort itself against the knowledge and the power of God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, and magnify you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that everything that's not like you, oh God, is leaving her life right now. Father God, you told us to decree a thing and it shall be established, oh God. And we're decreeing and declaring, God, the miraculous upon her life, oh God. Oh God, miraculous turnaround, shifting, oh God, breakthrough, oh God, signs and wonders, oh God, as she stand on your promises in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank you tonight and magnify you tonight for the changes that's taking place, oh God. Give her a mind to believe. Give her a heart to trust, oh God, that you would never leave her nor forsake her, that you are with her always, and you know the plans that you have for her life. They are good and not of evil, but to give her an expected. And we thank you, Daddy. Holy Spirit, we thank you for the presence right now. And Lord, we give you glory and honor for what you are doing right now by your power and your spirit. Oh God, you said the just must live. Thank you that faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. And Lord, I thank you, God, that every word that was spoken on tonight would take root in our mind, our heart, and our soul, oh God. Oh God, wash her with your blood. Purify her mind and her thoughts, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, that she may walk in a transformation of who it is that you have called her to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I cover her family and loved ones with the blood of Jesus Christ, oh God. Oh God, I thank you and magnify you, God, and give you glory and honor for lifting up the spirit of heaviness and giving her the spirit of praise, oh God. God, give it a garment of praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, restore the joy of her salvation, oh God. Oh God, we thank you that she will not lean to her own understanding, but in all her ways she's acknowledging you and you are directing her path. Oh God, we give you glory and honor for what you are doing right now. Father, we lift up those that's on, oh God, by the way of the internet, and even those that's on the line now that might be at work, God. Keep them, God, to lead, to protect, to be their strength, their strong power, and a rock that's higher than them, God. We decree and declare and call them blessed, oh God. Call them whole. Call them delivered. Call them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in your divine will and your purpose, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you were called to be steadfast and immovable, always abiding in your work, abiding in your plan, oh God. I thank you for every supporter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, everyone, oh God, that loves to praise your name and worship you, God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up every pastor and leader throughout the nation, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for blessing them, keeping them, God, and them leading them, oh God, causing them, oh God, to be steadfast and immovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, knowing that their labor is not in vain, cover them with your blood. Give them your mind set, oh God, and let them walk in greater power and greater anointings, oh God, that your name may be glorified and magnified. Lord, we thank you tonight because we understand and know that even as we are in you, that everything is working together for the good because we love you. We are called according to purpose, oh God. We thank you that the only outcome is that we win, oh God, and that Satan is defeated, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, where you are directing our path and ordering our steps, oh God. Our life, oh God, is working your divine and perfect will, oh God, in the name. Thank you, God, and magnify you tonight, God, that you have given us the spirit of praise and, oh God, the spirit of worship and admiration to the King of Glory, God. We decree and declare, oh God, that you are covering families and marriages, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing by your power and your spirit, oh God. Oh God, we decree and declare that, oh God, even those that listen, oh God, and, oh God, to this broadcast, oh God, and the many others, oh God, that they would be, oh God, and walk in your divine purpose, your divine healing, your divine order, oh God, in every aspect of their life, God. Line their life up to your divine will, God. We thank you for the kingdom. We thank you, oh God, and magnify you, God, for, oh God, your glory being revealed in every aspect of their life, God. Oh God, we thank you that we know the outcome as believers is that we win. And daily, oh God, you load us with benefits. You have given us benefits of the kingdom. And Lord, I thank you that your people will walk in your divine, oh God, authority. They will walk, oh God, in divine, oh God, order, divine, oh God, identity of who it is and who it is that you have called us to be. mercy. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Now, Lord, even as we end this broadcast, oh, God, but never from your presence, keep us and guide us and lead us. Cover us with your blood, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you for my pastor calling in tonight. Okay, Jonah calling in tonight. God, just have your way in our life, oh, God. We are just so grateful tonight because, Lord, we know the plans, oh, God, that you have for us, oh, God, and they are good and not of evil, but to give us an expected end. So even as we are going throughout this life, we understand that we are winning, never losing, oh, God, the head and never the tail, above only and not beneath, the lender and not the bar. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for the kingdom. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, coming and manifesting in us and through us, oh, God, that your name may be glorified and that Satan may be horrified. We thank you tonight, and we bless your name for what it is that you have done and what it is that you are doing by your power and your spirit. It is in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you guys tonight. Love you, and may Jesus shine upon you in Jesus' name.
We're living in a time where everybody is struggling for their lives. The stress, the depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health, blessings of peace. To my brothers and sisters all around the world, especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, in Brazil, the States. I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister, I speak life. You are the head and not the tail. You will prevail. I speak life. Don't give up the fight for your life. You shall live and not die. Let's not lose another person to a senseless death. Substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life over yourself and those you love.